Welcome on board this United flight to the USA. If you look under your seat, you'll find
a rainbow flag. We ask that you join us in letting your true colors fly.
Let your true colors fly with United. Travel to the USA from 4 airports in the UK and connect to over 280 destinations across the Americas.
Visit united.com.
United.com.
It's Gaydio, the beat of Gay UK, coming to you from a very sunny, colourful, beautiful Chicago, Illinois. Matt Cain, how do you feel?
I've not had much sleep last night. I'm slightly hungover, but I'm really excited to go. I'm like a coiled spring. I'm just looking at all those big, they're so big, the men here.
Yes.
There's all these big men lined up, getting ready to go. We've seen military outfits, drag queens, all the genderqueer, colours of the rainbow.
And I tell you what, we've been quite lucky with the weather, haven't we? The sun is definitely shining. You've got your factor 50 on. I've got my oil on. And we're just walking down the sidewalk, not the pavement.
Not the pavement, sidewalk. We're on the sidewalk. We're going to do the parade route.
Yes.
Not the route. What else do we need to remember?
That if you get a sore ankle, you need to put a band-aid on, isn't that
a
right?
A band-aid, that's yes. It.
So, do you know what? You know what I'm actually feeling? Shall we take a wee walk, shall we?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm absolutely loving? How many businesses there are here? We've got representations I've seen already from the likes of MAC Cosmetics, United Airlines, Google, the Hilton Hotel.
Well, interestingly, there's been a lot of discussion, hasn't there, about this corporate involvement in prides and whether it's a good thing or not and whether it increases visibility.
Yeah.
But actually, all those companies you've just mentioned have got a really strong track record for really engaging with the LGBT community, haven't they? And it not just being lip service.
Exactly. And not only do we have a sort of corporate representation here today, but there are families. Look at that little baby and a lovely little rainbow tutu.
I'm getting broody, Dean. I'm hungover and I'm getting broody. What are we going to do?
A couple of a big cup of coffee. But it's quite nice to see the families out, isn't it? You know, you can sort of tell here in America that it really is a family affair, Pride. You know, you're seeing the mums and dads out and the kids with their...
Well, I think it's interesting. The Prides, I've been going to Prides for about 20 years now. I've been around the block that long. But I've noticed that 20 years, you didn't really get families in quite the same way.
Yeah.
And it's in the UK as well, you get... a lot of families now, which is great.
And they have sort of family sections, don't they, where you can bring the kids and there's, you know, the music's a bit quieter and there's games and stuff like that. So I'm hoping that that happens here today at Pride. I'm sure we'll find it if there is. Another thing that I've noticed is people warming up and rehearsing. Do you think we should be rehearsing our party piece for today? Or
I don't know. Well, I need a bit of energy first. I need to finish this very strong coffee, but then maybe I'll be doing a bit of the old showbiz leg.
Are you trying to admit that you're a little bit burnt out from all that... partying that you did last night?
A lady never tells, Dean. I've no idea what you're referring to.
Oh, come on.
But we did sample the Boys Town nightlife, all for research purposes, didn't we, last night?
How many hours sleep did you actually have? Because hiding behind those sunglasses is a lot of shame.
I had 3 hours sleep, and there is no shame whatsoever.
Do you know what? Just walking down here through the parade, everybody's setting up, getting their floats ready. I tell you what, Matt, they've made a lot of effort. Some of these
folks
are phenomenal.
Marks for effort. Yeah, absolutely. It feels like a lot of people have been looking forward to it for a long time, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And look up ahead.
Oh, there look, I want to go on that float.
Bus, it's like a double-decker bus covered in
is it supposed to be a swimming pool or something, inflatables? We want to go on that.
Okay, it's Gaydio at Chicago Pride. We are now joined by Brian, Ryan and Ali from the Windy City Gay Chorus. Hello, what does it mean to be here today at Chicago Pride?
It's here celebrating how far we've come. I'm also recognizing those who have come before us and have done all the hard work so that we can live out and proud and not have to hide in the closet any longer.
Amen, sister. Can I ask Ryan and Brian, how are you going to be celebrating this? What is the chorus going to be doing? Are you going to be singing?
On the float, handing out candy. We're drinking for later because we're supposed to be respectful.
Good move, good move.
Later on, yeah.
And which songs are in your repertoire for today?
I think it's a whole gay mix that they put together from M&M's. They put a tape together.
You work with M&M as in the rapper?
No,
it's Mars Wrigley.
Mars Wrigley.
Mars Wrigley.
And Windy City have joined together.
They have M&M there. the company that produces M&M's and Skittles, and so we'll be handing out some Skittles.
Well, I'm looking over at your float here. Describe to us exactly what we can see, because that looks like a Skittles rainbow on your float.
It's a M&M's rainbow.
That's one of the quotes is taste the rainbow.
Oh,
all right. Do we all get to eat Skittles on your float?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Count us in.
Now, guys, of course, we can't leave you without asking you to give us a quick sing song. There are three of you. I'm expecting a three-part harmony.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to give us? Something that really represents the choir.
The Verdi Requiem is probably out.
Yes.
Oh my god, you guys are a highbrow choir. Do you have any Madonna in the repertoire for me?
We need some more numbers.
Okay, let's get them all over. Let's have a sing song. Come on, choir. You look absolutely gorgeous. They're all covered in rainbow feather boas. It doesn't get any camper than this. Now, Matt, like a true choir, whilst they're setting up, this is the thing that makes me laugh about choruses. They can't sing unless they're in their formation. Look at them right now. Setting up. I thought that we would just get a quick, you know, off the cuff, quick chorus.
No such thing as spontaneity with a proper choir.
All right,
but they're ready.
Do you need me to conduct you or anything?
Love is a symphony of perfect harmony. When lovers such as we walk hand in hand.
Oh, wow! That was absolutely fabulous. High fives.
Thank you.
Yes. Windy City Gay Chorus, happy Pride!
Happy Pride!
It's Gaydio at Chicago Pride, and Matt and I love a musical, and we have just literally stumbled across Broadway in Chicago. Neil, tell us what that is.
So Broadway in Chicago brings the best of Broadway to Chicago, direct from New York City. We actually also host a lot of pre-Broadway premieres. So currently we have the Cher show, the musical based on the life of Cher.
Now we need to
all
talk about that.
Over that. Yeah. We need a whole program to talk about this.
Yeah.
And so that's currently playing at the Oriental Theater through July 15th. And then later in the fall, we're going to have the pre-Broadway premiere of Tootsie, based on the 1982 film starring Dustin Hoffman, with Santino Fontana from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. So we've got some big, big names coming here to
Chicago. We're all excited about it. We're both really excited. But tell us, what do a couple of showgirls like yourselves do at Chicago Pride? How are you going to be celebrating and being proud?
Well, I think just the musicals itself and the fact that we're in the arts community is a huge supporter of Pride, and we're glad to be a part of it.
So what are you going to be performing songs for the musicals,
Yeah, we actually do have our Elvis from Heartbreak Hotel, which opens the first week of July, and he will be on our float with us, so check him out, because then you can see him on stage.
And what about your Cher? That's clearly what we want to know, isn't it, Dean?
Is Cher here?
Cher isn't here, but you know what? I bet there's a drag queen somewhere.
So they are actually hard at work on stage at the theater right now. They really wanted to be here and march in the parade with us, but they actually had a performance.
Yeah.
Now, I absolutely love the theater on a personal level. How hard is it to get shows like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Miss Saigon, and the like to come to Chicago?
I think Chicago is one of the world's foremost theater destinations. I don't think it's that difficult, because they know Chicago audiences welcome them with open arms. Like, this is clearly a breeding ground for new theater. As we've shown with our pre-Broadway premieres, like, this is the place to try something out before you put it out on the world stage or take it to New York. And so
I suppose, for our listeners who are thinking that Broadway is the be all and end all, New York City is a great holiday destination, but actually Chicago, you get a little bit more from your money, don't you?
Yeah, we have four theaters. We have no problem keeping them full, and I think Chicago is just in general a bit more affordable. There's the restaurants in the theater district, the fact that our ticket prices are close to Broadway, but the rest of the experience that makes a night going out is worth it.
Well, can I say, actually, I was here last year and I saw Hamilton here six months before it opened in London, and I thought the your production was better.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, no, we hear great things from people all the time about the caliber of theater. It really is equal, if not greater than, the Broadway experience at times. And so we really pride ourselves on, having that same caliber of Broadway-level performers here in Chicago.
I suppose as well, then, if any of our listeners are thinking about coming to Chicago, all they have to do is head on to BroadwayInChicago.com to get their tickets. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Amazing.
It's super easy for everyone.
Indeed, indeed. Yes. Good luck. Break a leg today.
Thank you.
And happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
It's Chicago Pride 2018, from drag queens and singers to sportsmen. Matt, who have we got here?
Well, we've come to the very mask corner. We've gone from one extreme to the other. This is two prime specimens of manhood from the Chicago Metropolitan Sports Association. Tell us which sports you guys do then.
I play softball, volleyball, basketball, mostly.
We have 11 sports, 22 leagues going year-round, LGBTQA, everything across the board. We encourage everyone to come out and play intramural sports.
How important is it to keep sports alive in the LGBT community?
I think it's very important. So many people grew up playing sports, and then unfortunately they felt like they didn't belong anymore. So this league brings people back, allows them to play sports, be competitive, come out, have fun, meet people. That's how I met my husband. It's a great way to give back to the community.
Well, also, a lot of our community spaces as gay men in particular revolve around alcohol, drugs, going out dancing. Presumably it's important to have alternatives to that, would you say, Joshua?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it allows a different outlet for us. A lot of people like to party who are in the gay sports leagues, but a lot of them don't want to do that and want to have a creative outlet on the field and with a lot of friends.
But I'm sensing from that little twinkle in your eye and the fact that your shirt is off that you also like partying.
I try to do it now and then, mostly when Michael...
He arrived late.
My friend so... Matt. How much sleep did you have last night, Joshua?
Several hours.
Look at this here. I had three. Boys, are doing well.
Boys, what is, in a nutshell, what is the LGBT scene like here in Chicago?
It's like nowhere else in the world. You have a mix of people from, like you said, sports, all the way to drag queens, to everybody across the board. It's really a community. You feel comfortable here. We invite everybody from across the globe to come and visit. We have all these great street festivals. We have a million people watching our Gay Pride Parade today. It's the best place to be if you're gay.
Fantastic. Well, in that case, we're even more excited to be here. Thank you very much for having us.
Go put some clothes on, Joshua.
It's embarrassing.
It's Chicago Pride 2018. We're Gadio. What's your name?
My name's Steve Gilbert.
Steve, tell us what you're doing here today.
Well, I'm here part of the Chicago Smelt Swim Team. We're a master swim team and Chicago's predominantly gay and lesbian swim team. We're also Illinois State champions for the last 4 years.
Congratulations!
Thank you very much.
So how are you going to be celebrating Pride today? You're obviously all in your Speedos, and your float is decorated like a swimming pool, is it?
It's under the sea. It's an under the sea theme, so everyone here has different sea-related costumes or swimsuits.
Do you have a mermaid? I want to see a lesbian mermaid.
We have a straight mermaid. We've got
a straight woman. Is she a straight ally?
Yes. Oh, all of our allies here. In fact, we've got our 85-year-old swimmer on our team, a state champion and record holder.
Let's have a chat with her. Come over here.
Can we chat to you? You're a record holder and you're still swimming at 85.
Just keep swimming.
Fantastic. And why do you prefer to swim with a gay and lesbian group?
Because they were close by, they were friendly, and I love them very much.
So is swimming been a real great way for you to get out and have fun?
I'm having fun.
Yes!
I'm really having fun.
You look like you're having so much fun.
I'm having fun.
This is her first parade. She's never been in a parade before.
I've never been in a parade before.
And to be in a parade where there are a million people, it's going to be awesome.
Listen, I am loving your...
Especially with my friends.
Yes. Of course. I'm absolutely loving this float. I wish we could stay and dance with you all day long. But can I ask you, Matt, can you smell chlorine in the air, or is it just me?
We were all swimming this morning.
Oh, you were. I was like, why can I smell chlorine?
When we start sweating, the chlorine comes out.
You guys are so committed.
So very committed, very committed.
Listen, from all of us here at Gato, happy Pride.
Happy Pride to you too. Thanks for stopping by our float.
Okay, so the parade is officially underway. We're here with some Chicagoans. How are you all doing?
Can I just say, it looks like it's almost more fun to be on that side of the crash barrier than it does to be in the parade.
I've been on both sides. They're both so fun.
What makes Chicago Pride different to any other Pride in the United States of America?
This is my first Pride, so I don't know.
I mean, it's just, like, massive. Everyone's having a great time, you know?
And why is it important for you guys to come along and support and cheer on from the sides?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's just Pride stuff. I mean, we're gay, but, like, also, you know, you gotta be supportive. Like, you gotta be supportive, especially with, you know, our current administration. You gotta show, you know, you're not backing down.
Absolutely.
So what makes Pride so special and important to you?
It's the diversity here. It's the where we show love, respect, and peace to everybody else. Even on the same every single day.
Why is there such a cheer all of a sudden? Who's going past at the moment? Somebody's very popular.
I have no idea.
Can I ask you, you are waving a trans flag today. How important is trans visibility?
It's so important. For a while, I didn't even know what it was, and once I saw it, it's like really important to have that representation. So
isn't it terrible that in our community we've got trans people who still don't recognize their flags because we don't all wave them enough?
Yeah, I mean, it's so important just to like be able to see it everywhere.
Absolutely.
Can I ask you all to say "We love Gaydio"? 1, 2, 3.
We love Gaydio.
Chicago Pride 2018. We're here with United Airlines, and we are also joined by the gorgeous. Introduce yourself to our listeners.
Miss Carrie Trade from Rascal's Tavern.
And your lovely friend.
Sal from Rascal's.
Matt, let's just describe what Sal is not wearing.
I know, it's not bad. Well, you have a lot of glitter on your body, which is great. Are you a merman? What's a mermaid? What's the inspiration?
We're fish.
You're serving fish.
Yeah.
Literally. Talk to me about Roscoe's then, because you guys have a really big sort of presence here in Boys Town. Why is that?
Roscoe's has definitely given a LGBT platform to all of the diversity in Boys Town. We're very thankful that we have Roscoe's. Roscoe's, I would say, is one of the biggest clubs in Boys Town, and that's like the main place that everybody goes to.
Well, one thing that I've been once to Roscoe's, and one thing that I loved is that it wasn't all about guys showing off their ripped bodies. Exactly. It was warm, it was welcoming, it was diverse, it was unpretentious. Yeah. Is this something that you'd agree with?
I totally agree. Roscoe's does it better.
Yes, Roscoe's does it better.
Oh, nice one. And what will you be doing today to celebrate, apart from being covered in glitter and looking gorgeous?
Celebrating that I'm a trans woman. Marsha, a lot of trans women paved the way for us to have stuff like this. So I want to represent Rascal's well.
How important is it for the trans community here in Chicago to be visible on a day like today?
Because oftentimes the T is silent in LGBT. A lot of trans women aren't as spoken or as visible or as seen. And I feel like being out here is a representation of the trans women. You'll see a lot of trans women along the street as well.
Nice. It must feel great, does it?
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Being joined by an extra person. We have an amazing looking sailor here. Hello. What's your name? Hello, sailor.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Good. So you're from Roscoe's too?
I'm from Venezuela.
Oh! These guys are from a pub called Roscoe's and you're from Venezuela. Fantastic. And you're dressed as a sailor today. Why did you decide to do that?
Yeah. Well, since the team is fishy, I said, let's do a sailor today. Ah. I might be the only one. So, here I am.
Well, and you are a great big slab of man. Presumably you want to show off that body.
Maybe.
Well, good luck showing it off on the float.
I'll tell you what, from all of us here at Pride, a big thank you. Thanks for stopping by. Get back on that float and keep being gorgeous. Okay. It's Dean and Matt coming to you from Chicago Pride with United Airlines. Now, yeehaw, Matt, are you ready for line dancing?
I'm always ready for line dancing.
Introduce yourself to our listeners at KDO.
Hi, my name is Ray Kinnon. I'm one of the co-directors of the Second City Outlaws.
And what is the Second City Outlaw? You'll have to explain for people who aren't from Chicago.
Yes. So we are an LGBTQ country western dance organization. So we perform at street festivals, Chicago Pride Parade, all in the West, occasionally on either coast. So.
And we should explain for our listeners who can't see, but you and all your friends are wearing full cowboy outfits.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this is an official cowboy outfit, but it's pretty darn close. They didn't have salmon color back then, but yeah, it's good. It's
oh, no, I'm slightly disappointed. Oh, no, you are wearing the boots. You are wearing the boots.
You have to do the boots. If you don't do the boots, then it's not a cowboy outfit.
One thing that I've noticed from your group is how diverse it is. How do you reach that sort of diversity level within your community?
Well, what we try to do is, first of all, we dance at Charlie Chicago on like every second Sunday and fourth Sunday of the month, as well as on Friday nights. And we just get people to come in, so it doesn't matter if you're straight, gay, bi, lesbian, gender questioning. Everybody can join. So
can I just say, while you're speaking and there's this music clash, I just thought it totally sums up the diversity of Chicago Pride. You've got the LGBTQ line dancing society, some kind of brass band rehearsing behind you, and I can hear Ricky Martin in Spanish blowing out of another float behind us. I'm not quite sure what that is, some kind of Latin flow.
There's a little bit of something for everybody here. There really is. Yeah.
It must be a really special parade to take part in.
It is. It's amazing. It's the best.
Now, Matt and I are thinking of taking our double act globally, and we need a party trick to enter our first competition. Matt, what do you think about line dancing as our party trick?
I would love to learn to line dance.
Okay.
You want to learn how to line dance?
Can you teach us to do a bit of line dancing?
I can teach you how to do maybe a couple of steps.
Okay, lovely.
Okay.
Start from the top.
Okay. So, first of all, grapevine, okay?
Oh, I love a grapevine.
Okay. Grapevine is, you step off with your right. Left behind.
What's that going to
right.
do with the grapevine?
I don't know the origin of it,
but I'm a numb dancer. I'm thinking,
let me
darling, I'm just mesmerized by the cowboy boots and the hairy chest. I'm not sure if I took any of that in.
Thank you.
If you ever need any substitutes or anything, or if anybody's missing, don't call Matt and I don't think our line dancing skills are up to it. But listen, have a great Pride.
Thank you guys so much. Really
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. Thank you.
The second
Thank you for
city
having
outlaws.
Us.
Yes. And again, please come and dance with us every second and fourth Sunday of the month at Charlie Chicago.
We'll do it. It's Matt and Dane from Chicago Pride with United Airlines. We have jumped on board what seems to be the party bus. Bernadette, tell us, who are you representing today?
Okay, we are representing PFLAG. PFLAG is a national organization with over 450 chapters in the States and nationwide. And we are the parents, family, and friends of lesbians and gays and trans and everyone.
Fantastic.
And we are our mission is support, education, and advocacy, and then it leads to activism. So we believe that all of our children matter. They need to be seen, they need to be heard, they need to be recognized in schools, and we are the parents that are out there in the schools at every Pride event we can get to be visible and to help parents on their journey no matter where we'll be.
Can I ask you about your personal journey? Do you have a child who's lesbian or gay?
Yes, I do. I have a child, my second child, Jonathan. I have four children. My second child, my son Jonathan, whose name means gift from God, truly was a gift from God.
That's funny. My mom always tells me the name Matthew means gift from God, but maybe she was spinning me a line.
I think all names mean gift from God.
Bernadette, I want to ask you, sort of in the current climate of America, we see so many of our younger LGBT people who are being thrown out of their homes onto the street. They're homeless. And certainly in the UK, we're in crisis.
We are.
What are you doing to combat that?
We are being visible in every way, shape, and form. We are in interfaith organizations. We are at Pride Illinois, Equality Illinois.
Are you in schools talking to teachers about this? That's the big issue, isn't it?
Yes, we are in schools. We try to get in schools. It's getting easier and yet harder sometimes. But we find that more GSAs, Gay Straight Alliances, or PRISMs, are being established by the students themselves asking teachers. So it's very important to get into the junior high, middle schools, especially because The suicide rate is 4 times as high.
Well, it's interesting you should say that because, for, you know, looking from the outside, not being a child anymore, it seems like the years that I've been coming to Pride, there's more and more involvement from teenagers. It seems like it's easier for them in some ways to find their tribe, to be accepted. How have you noticed things changing in the years that you've been attending Pride?
A big, big surge of young people. Because young, you know, you have to be taught to hate.
Yes.
You have to be taught to be a racist or a bigot. And these kids, they don't see it. They love their friends. They love everyone. And they're allies. So many are allies, which we need.
My Bernadette, you're so passionate about this. And it's, you know, it is all to do with your son, Jonathan. I want to ask you, what was Jonathan's coming out like for you as a parent?
It was difficult. It was difficult. In a moment, I saw our dreams kind of go downhill. But what I didn't realize was our dreams had just started. And our journey, oh my God, our journey has been incredible. We could not have ever experienced that without our gay son. Because he took us on roads that we would have never, ever traveled before. Really, you know, two worlds diverged in the wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference in our lives.
You know what, it's lovely to hear that, because sometimes when I speak to parents of adult children, they say it was difficult at first, because in those days, they thought having a gay child meant that child would be unhappy. And as a parent, you really want your children to be happy. Presumably, you've seen things change, and you've seen, is Jonathan happy now?
Oh my gosh. Jonathan is a doctor in LA, and he is practicing. He has a partner, and he's going to get married.
Oh, gutting! I was going to ask if he was single.
He's found the love of his life, his soulmate.
That must be a remarkable feeling as a parent.
Oh, it is. It is a remarkable feeling. Everyone needs to be loved and to be loved by someone, because they are the ones that give you strength and courage together. You know, soulmates forever.
Bernadette, I want to, Matt and I sadly have to jump off your bus, unfortunately.
Okay.
We could sit here all day and talk to you, because quite frankly, that walk is miles long.
It's been really nice to take the weight off our feet. I feel like an old lady. I want a cup of tea and to stay on this bench.
And where are you from?
So we're from the UK. We're from Gadio. And our listeners will be delighted.
Oh,
lots of hugs. Bernadette, you're a delight. It's Chicago Pride 2018. Matt and Dean walking down, which is possibly one of the most beautifully fabulous streets in Chicago. It's so colourful, isn't it, Matt?
Well, it's fantastic. We're on Halsted Street, which runs the length of Boys Town, the gay community. And we're here with a very special woman, Audrey, who is waving the trans flag. So, Audrey, which group are you representing here today?
So, I'm with Chicago Gender Society. We have this fabulous float. We've been around for 31 years, and we've been in the parade for many years. I'm not sure how many.
Fantastic. And why is it important to you to keep coming and taking part in the parade?
Because being down here amongst all these people who are finally able to be themselves, or people who support them, it's the most awesome feeling in the world.
Now, we've been speaking to a few members of the trans community here at Chicago Pride, and they've said that often the T is missing from LGBT. What are you guys doing to stay visible in Chicago?
So, actually, we've had good support from Equality Illinois, from HRC. So, I'm not sure, you know, there's different age groups, but I feel fairly well supported by the bigger groups. And in fact, Equality Illinois made sure the T was in the legislation that could not deny us job security.
Can I ask, Audrey, I mean, you've been taking part for a long time in Chicago Pride.
I have.
And interestingly, things have changed a lot for trans people over those years. You currently have an administration who isn't very trans-friendly, but that stands completely at odds with all these people, thousands of people cheering you on. How does that make you feel?
So I'm not sure that the administration is that opposed to trans people. You know, we're having a trans renaissance. This is just freaking awesome. We look at these people, and this is something that the city of Chicago allows us to do and has for 40 years or something.
Does it make you emotional when you can see all these people, a lot of them straight, celebrating your courage to be true to your gender identity as a trans woman?
It is just awesome. So I give away hugs for beads, and no one has denied me yet. So I've had many, many hugs, and I have to go give hugs now because it's time.
Audrey, what will you be doing today after the parade to celebrate this evening?
So I'm not going to be doing very much. I'm going to be. This is a long parade. I'm going to be pretty worn out.
Okay, but we'll let you go off and give your hugs.
Audrey, fly that flag high in the sky.
And you'll get a bead.
Can I have a hug too? Oh, I needed that. Thanks, Audrey. Okay, so like all Pride celebrations, there are always protests. People that do not believe that homosexuality should be legal. Matt, just explain what we can see.
Well, interestingly, there's a lot of Christians and fundamentalist religious groups here with banners saying, shame on us, repent or perish, homosex is a sin. But interestingly, and one thing I've noticed from British Pride recently, is that around the protesters, there are LGBT groups protesting their involvement. So there's almost as many banners saying God loves you unconditionally as there are saying God hates you.
Well, it's sort of said here, you know, homosex is sin, God does not love you, repent or perish.
Yeah, but look, we've got all you need is love. I know that. I know with these guys around it.
If you notice as well, they have been cordoned off, so they're behind a blue barrier. And yeah, surrounding that, you've got the people who are trying to wash that negativity away with signs of love.
Absolutely, so, and it's drowning them out, isn't it, Steve?
Really,
it's totally drowning them out.
Let's go and chat to this girl. Hi. Obviously, behind us here, you can see people that are trying to tweet their hate on today. What would you say to that?
I would say just spread the love. We ain't got no time for none of that.
It's so courageous of you to be taking them on and not letting them run on our parade.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to let them stop us. We love all people.
Good on you. Thank you for fighting our corner.
It's Dean and Matt at Chicago Pride with United Airlines. Now, Matt, we've seen many different characters today from all different backgrounds, but I didn't think we were going to come across boxing.
No, it's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
And right at the front, leading the parade as well, we're delighted to be joined by one of the world's only openly gay professional boxers, Orlando Cruz. How was today for you, darling?
I feel great. You know, I feel happy. You know, it's the big event. It's my second time in Chicago, but I'm my first time in the Pride. So amazing people, everything people, you know, so hi Orlando, everything people happy. You know, yeah, I'm, you know, amazing.
And considering it was your first Pride, you were leading the parade, you were right at the front. Was that overwhelming? Or?
Yeah, it's a, you know, honor, you know, the organization, you know, accepted that it's coming here for a grand marshal. So it's, you know, unbelievable.
Orlando, then tell us when you actually came out and what did that feel like? Because coming out in boxing must be quite difficult.
You know, sometimes we are my opponents, sometimes the people, but, you know, I am always focus my training, my plans, and you know, everything my team support me, my family, everything, Puerto Rico, everything, you know.
Do you think that you will lead the way for other boxers to come out?
I don't have idea, but maybe yes, no. So, but I am the first.
You're the first.
You mentioned where you're from, Latin America. Would that kind of LGBT pride event happen where you're from, or would it be very different?
It's, you know, not different, because he's the people, most people is open mind, you know, accepting the gay, you know, the community. So the people in the is, you know, is great, you know, and in my case, so it's much respect for Puerto Rico, for the United States, you know, everything, respect.
Orlando, you said there that sort of Latin America and in San Juan, where you're from, people are quite open-minded, but that hasn't always been the case. I mean, your father wasn't too happy about you coming out. Tell us a little bit about that, if you don't mind.
It's a good point. It's a good point. My father before not accepting me, you know? My father before not talking for maybe 4 years, 5 years. So right now, my father is my best friend. So right now, my father accepting, I'm loved more than before. So it's very important. The family support and mom, father, you know? My father is, you know, he's a great person. So I you know, I understand, you know, I am Boston, I am the one, you know, boy, you know, and he wanted to, you know, marry the girl, you know what I mean? But my personality, I don't want to meet the straight, either the girl, a man, you know. So
there'll be lots of our listeners at home, particularly our younger LGBT community, that will perhaps their parents have turned their back on them following just coming out. What would you say to them to sort of inspire them to be patient, to allow that process to happen? Because some of them will think that this is forever; they'll never see their parents again.
Yeah, you know, it's sometimes sad, you know, because the father, you know, sometimes the father and mom, no, accepted the boy, you know. So they're very important, the communication. You know, relation, the mom, dad, a son, daughter, whatever. So it's very important, the family communication, you know, intellectual for the talking, you know.
Well, speaking about your family and the journey that you've been on, do they know what you're doing today and what have they said to you about what you've been doing today?
Yeah, you know, my family is great for me, accepting, you know. So here is a Macy's event. It's a beer event. It's my first beer event in United States. And
so what did your dad say?
Oh my God. Beautiful people, 1,000 flags, you know, the rainbow colors. So everything people say, oh, the Boston, oh, I love you, you know, it's great.
Well, yeah, I mean, every single person, because you were on the front of the first float, every single person here has seen you. Yeah. Are you single? Are you looking for a man? Because you can find one here today.
I am single, but I'm not looking for the man. You know, I focus my gym, you know, when they open the new gym in Miami right now. And, you know, I moved to Miami for 1 year, so my mind is focused, my bossing, no boyfriend.
So you never,
nothing.
So you never
happy,
had...
happy the lie. You know what I mean?
You
happy
don't need the a lie. Man. We don't all need
sometimes,
men, Matt.
I'm trying, Dean.
Listen, sometimes, it's better to stay alone, you know? Sometimes beautiful, it's, you know, stable relation, you know?
Yeah, but is it not like when you're on a diet and you can have a cheat day? You're doing all your training. Do you not occasionally want a day off?
I don't want boyfriend. I don't want
Matt,
him now.
He doesn't want a
thank
boyfriend.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm so sorry about my friend, Matt. He doesn't get out much.
Shut up. Okay, I'm trying.
Okay. One question.
Yes, for me.
So let me tell you. So you have a boyfriend, you're a singer, married, divorced, separate.
At the moment.
Please record.
Orlando
at the moment, I am dating. At the moment, I'm dating. But no, I don't have a formal boyfriend.
Okay, my second question. So your first time in United States, how you feel, the pride? Tell me, what do you think?
Now I've been here loads of times and I absolutely love it. Do you want my job? Should we swap? Should I go boxing?
Okay, guy, thank you for everything. So, part.
Okay, it's Dean and Matt from Chicago Pride 2018 with United Airlines. And now we're joined by the head of Equal, the LGBT staff network at United Airlines. Darylin, how does it feel to be here at Chicago Pride?
Oh my God, the energy is just phenomenal. We've got about almost 300 people marching with us here, representing our 90,000 employees. Energy's great, weather's great, and everybody is just having a great time.
What makes Chicago a great LGBT destination?
Oh my God, there's so many things. So as you know, we're in the heart of Boys Town right now, which is a huge neighborhood for us, where we've got gay bars, restaurants, you name it, we've got it. Up north, we've got Andersonville, which is, again, just a great place to work, hang out. And just overall, this city is incredibly gay-friendly. You can go anywhere and just have a ball.
Devlin, why is it so important to United to have such a big presence here? Why is it so important to be so gay-friendly and so welcoming to the LGBT community?
Yeah, so there's a couple of things. So first of all, United is Chicago's hometown airline. We're the biggest airline here in Chicago. So that's, I mean, it's huge for us. We're based in the Willis Tower, which is the tallest building in the country, where we have our M&A employees. And of course, we've got all our amazing employees out at the airport here. As far as diversity includes, inclusion. It's a very important part of our church at United. We're participating in 8 gay prides across the world this year.
Oh, wow, are you going to every single one?
I can't, unfortunately, because some of them are on the same day, but if they weren't, I would be.
But a little birdie tells me that you're actually going to Pride in London. That must be so exciting for you.
Oh, my God. So, huge for us. We're actually opening our European chapter in London at Heathrow Airport next week.
Wow.
The day before London Pride. And then we participate in London Pride the next year. First time in years we've been able to march in London Pride. Delighted to be there and excited to open our European chapter at Heathrow.
Why do you go the extra mile with this embrace of the LGBT community? Because cynics might say, oh, it's just about getting gay customers. But it seems like it's about more than that to you. It seems more authentic.
Absolutely. We have 2,200 members of Equal in our organization. And we have a lot of members of the LGBT community in our organization. And Equal as a BRG, a business resource group, is really a place to call home for them. It's important to our employees. It's not just about embracing our gay customers. It's also about our employees, which is really important to us. We're very supportive of them.
I suppose as well then, you know, being here just sort of affirms the work that you're doing. Because, you know, Matt and I, we flew with United here, of course, and we had a really great trip. The staff were so friendly. And even in the air, your staff are so diverse.
Absolutely.
And bringing that diversity here to Chicago Pride must mean a hell of a lot to you.
Absolutely. We have an incredibly diverse workforce, as you saw on your flight over here. And diversity inclusion is a really important thing for us. We've got actually 5 business resource groups. The Equal Group is one of them. So it's incredibly important for us.
Can I ask you, actually, we've talked about the corporate side,
sure,
but as a, you know, on the personal side, as an out and proud lesbian, what does Pride mean to you?
Oh my goodness. So, you know, I get goosebumps every year doing this. I'm here with my wife, Veronica, who's right next to me here. You know, Pride means a couple of things for me. Obviously, it's great to be here and to celebrate, but you really have to reflect on the people that got us to this point. Right, we talked a little bit about the neighborhoods in Chicago and their great neighborhoods for gay and lesbian, transgender people, but the reality of it is times have changed. We can go, we can socialize, we can be anywhere today because of all those that got us to this point. So I think it's also a time for us to reflect on that.
Yeah, amen to that.
Yeah, indeed. And, you know, I suppose United Airlines, you know, bringing us here in such style and such comfort is one thing.
Sure.
But partying alongside of your float is another. Can we just talk about your float for a second? How beautiful it is. A massive plane here in Chicago going down Boys Town. How surreal does that feel?
It's wonderful. And as you saw, we've people dressed up as ramp people, flight attendants. You know, our LGBT community is across our entire organization, right? The float's awesome. It's all volunteers that do all the work. They do a phenomenal job. The music is all mixed by them. They're just an amazing group of people.
Now, Darlin, I hear a slight Irish lilt in your accent. Do you have any confessions for me?
I am from Dublin, Ireland.
Oh!
Yes, I am. So I've been in America now for almost 18 years.
Wow.
So it's exciting for me to launch the European chapter in particular because it brings me a little closer to home.
Well, you know what? We'll see you in London, basically.
It's Gaydio, the beat of Gay UK. Dean McCulloch and Matt Cain signing off on what has been a phenomenal weekend with you, Matt. I've had a ball here in Chicago.
I have with you. Thank you very much for letting me be the Velma to your Roxy.
So we've established that I am actually Roxy Hart and you are Velma. I'll take it, honey. Because last night you fell into the gutter when we were coming out of that
restaurant. I did. This is so embarrassing. I was smoking a cigarette outside a restaurant and I'd had a few drinks and there was a gutter and I fell into it. I will never live it down. It was very embarrassing, but I like to think it was a Velma Kelly moment.
It was, and I did laugh my pants off like Roxy Hart shoot. Let's talk about last night then. London House in Chicago, prime location, great food, great views.
Well, yeah, and funnily enough, when we did the river boat architecture cruise, we saw the building from outside and the guy told us about it and it was amazing, but we had a whole different experience of that building being on the top of it, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, and we definitely were last night, ladies. It was quite reflective, wasn't it, as we sort of ate our oysters and our duck. How was your wine?
Very nice, until it, you know, hit me and I ended up falling into the gutter.
We are feeling slightly dated, but I suppose if that's not a reason to actually go to London House when you come here, I don't know what is. Yeah, now I suppose the big reason we came here was for Chicago Pride, the 49th annual Chicago Pride Parade. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
It was terrific. It was brilliant. And I have to say, when I was here last year and everybody told me how good it was and you must come back, it totally lived up to those expectations. You know, I absolutely loved it.
Yeah, there was a real different sort of atmosphere in the air with this one. It really felt like a celebration. Very often our UK Pride parades, as amazing as they are, can become a little bit too commercialised and a little bit too like a drunken party. Do you know what I mean? But
well,
here in
enough,
Chicago, it wasn't like that.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember, Dean, but somebody told us that booze was banned from the parade itself, didn't
yeah.
they?
And that made a massive difference, because actually, if you check out our Instagram and our Twitter, you will see how diverse those crowds were. There were children, there were babies, there were elderly people there as well. And it was a real family affair, wasn't it?
It was, absolutely. I'm slightly worried that I might have contravened the no alcohol laws by having so much in my system from the night before. But yes, no, it was brilliant. We loved it.
Yeah. It was great to meet as well, of course, United Airlines, who we've actually flown here with. And it was so lovely, because the passion that each of these corporate businesses share is really, really unique to Chicago, because they do pride themselves on that inclusivity and that diversity, which we did see.
Well, yeah, and I suppose the thing about American society is it's very corporate driven, isn't it? So it kind of makes sense that they would have their heads around how to engage corporates in pride parades before anybody else. I'm pretty sure, Dean, correct me if I'm wrong, but each of the corporates was only there because they were sponsoring a community mm-hmm. grassroots group.
Yeah. You could really feel the love in the air as well. We were walking down, you know, like two little girls hand in hand through the parade.
Skipping
people saying,
along, Roxy and Velma.
Yeah, hi, Gadio, hi, Gadio. And it was so lovely. You really do feel like you're at home here. Now, you took that feeling of love to the next level as we caught up with the Grand Marshal. Do you care to share your story with with
just
the listeners?
That I got on very well with the Grand Marshal. I'm not saying any more, Dean. I'm a classy lady. The Grand Marshal was Orlando Cruz, the gay Puerto Rican boxer. Yes, he's very handsome. What else do you want to know? Why are you looking at me like that?
I think you're leaving out a few details, Matt. We want to know the goss, because he followed you on Instagram shortly after this, didn't he?
Dean, I'm not saying anything else. I've got to keep it classy. A lady never tells. Stop right there.
We've been on air for 2 days. The listeners know exactly what we've been up to. You know what? I think because you're my friend and my sister, I'm going to let them figure out what might have happened between yourself and Orlando Curry.
Okay.
Listen, we truly have had a ball here this weekend. Chicago has really exceeded my expectations. It is a phenomenal city to come to. Do not overlook Chicago as a destination for
a
weekend trip or an extended stay. You and your friends could come here. You could come here with a loved one. We will come back, won't we, Matt?
We will. It's left us wanting more. We've done lots, but we still want more.
Yes, we do.
We have a story of our lives.
Yes. That's all from us here in Chicago. From Matt Cain and Dean McCulloch. Bye.
Bye.